Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth, the first baseman, R.C. Stevens. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Grote reaches second base with a double. Skinner moves to third. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Grote trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Long trying to get to third. Clemente throws the ball into Thomas, who tags Long for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Walls moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Taylor scores. Walls moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. Phillips moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Foyles moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foyles scores. Verdon moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Klein out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Banks moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Bob Smith now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles is walked intentionally. Gene Baker pinch hits for Bob Smith. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Baker reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski scores. Foyles moves to third. It's 4-3, Pirates. Bill Henry now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skinner strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bill Henry. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first, with face covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.